Christians in Pakistan victimized in a mob attack. Non-Christian college students are studying the Bible in the U.S. And one organization says, don't support us till you prayed about it first. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Pakistani police have arrested at least 44 people in connection with Monday's mob killing of a Christian couple. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman says 26-year-old Shahaz Masih and his pregnant wife, 24-year-old Shama Bibi, were beaten and then cremated for blasphemy.
They were completely innocent. This was not a case of blasphemy. It was actually over money. But the Islamic clerics got the people all excited and worked up and attacked this couple.
The controversial law is often used to settle personal scores. Will it be repealed? Not anytime soon.
We pray that this blasphemy law would be struck down, but boy, that's going to be a big task.
Sharing the story of Jesus carries risk, but that won't silence Christians.
That's why organizations like Voice of the Martyrs, Open Doors, and others that are working in that country, are committed to giving them the tools that they need so they can be effective in evangelism.
Be praying not only that the law would be repealed, but also for this couple's surviving family. They had 4 kids, all under 8 years old. Next, what do you do if Ebola spreads to your hometown? When the time came for the Southern Baptist International Mission Board missionary James Birch to make a decision, he decided to stay in his village and continue spreading the word of God. He knows many people will question his decision and doesn't know what will happen next, but he does know he needs to stay where he is. Pray the spread of Ebola will be stopped soon and that people will continue looking to God. This is Mission Network News. Can a Bible study change somebody's life? InterVarsity Christian Fellowship asked 18 to 30-year-olds how much they studied the Bible. Well, surprisingly, about a quarter of non-Christians studied the Bible on a weekly basis, whereas 87% of the Christians studied it. Not surprisingly, though, those who studied the Bible said that it led them to understand Scripture, become more confident, and more spiritually excited. Pray these groups will grow closer to Jesus. Meanwhile, obeying God's command to look after widows and orphans isn't just for individuals or mission groups. We all need to work together. That's why it's called the Body of Christ. Julie Boyd of Orphan's Heart.
We're looking for churches everywhere to help us with the needs of orphans. Physically, there are needs, and then spiritually, of course, there are needs, and we're asking churches to come alongside us and share the love of Christ by meeting the needs.
You and your church can get involved with Orphan's Heart by collecting supplies, donating, and going on trips.
Our plan is to come alongside the nationals and equip them to take care of the orphans in their communities.
Get the details you need to see who else is working with Orphan's Heart at missionnetworknews.org.
From Mississippi to Minnesota to Florida, all over the United States, individuals and churches are partnering with us.
And one ministry saying, don't support us until you've prayed about it. Over the last 18 years, Paradise Bound Ministries, with the help of partners like you, has successfully impacted Guatemala for Christ. Dan Smith of Paradise Bound says national leadership is growing.
As the ministry continues to expand our discipleship programs, just continue to draw many, many souls to Jesus Christ. Out of that now has sprung lay pastor training as well. We've coupled ourselves with Timothy Leadership Training, and they have been doing an amazing job.
In every context, their message is the same.
We share the truth of Jesus Christ, not mixed up with a lot of religion or a lot of other things, but Jesus Christ and Him crucified and Him raised from the dead and sitting at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. There is a hunger for that here in this country. It is exploding before us in ways that we could have never imagined 18 years ago when we started.
So start with prayer. Is God asking you to join with Paradise Bound? Visit our website for more. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book called Finishing the Task. Now, it features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith, all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.